It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, your Wiki Corner today brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner, and is it a theme week?
It is a theme week, yeah. I thought we would do another festive theme week because Christmas is next week after all.
Sure.
So we're going to do a theme week on five people who shaped Christmas as we know it.
Okay, five individuals.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to start off with Queen Charlotte.
Okay.
Yes.
What did Queen Charlotte do? What did she do?
Well, she was Queen of Great Britain and Ireland as the wife of King George III from their marriage on September 8th, 1761, until her death in 1818.
Hmm.
Now, she was born into the ruling family of a duchy in northern Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1760, the young and unmarried George III inherited the British throne. As Charlotte was a minor German princess with no interest in politics, the king considered her a suitable consort. Perfect.
Perfect.
Not interested in politics, not super well-known or famous. Perfect.
Just what you need.
Perfect. They married in 1761. Their marriage lasted 57 years.
Wow.
And produced 15 children, 13 of whom survived to adulthood.
Wow.
And if you watch Bridgerton, is the Queen Charlotte that is in the show.
Oh, this is the
one. The Queen Charlotte in the show is based off of this Queen Charlotte.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So Queen Charlotte is credited with introducing the Christmas tree to Britain and its colonies.
Well,
Christmas trees were not a common feature outside of Germany until the 19th century. Initially, Charlotte decorated a single yew branch, a common Christmas tradition in her native Germany, to celebrate Christmas with members of the royal family and the royal household. She decorated the branch with the assistance of her ladies-in-waiting and then had the court gather to sing carols and distribute gifts.
Mm.
In December of 1800, Queen Charlotte set up the very first known English Christmas tree at Queen's Lodge at Windsor.
Mm.
That year, she held a large Christmas party for the children of all the families in Windsor. And instead of just a branch, she placed a whole Christmas tree,
the
drawing room, decorated with tinsel, glass, baubles, and fruits.
You say the baubles,
too. The baubles, yes.
Okay.
It was a huge hit, and the practice of decorating a tree became popular among the British nobility and gentry, and later spread to the colonies.
Mm.
By the time Queen Charlotte died in 1818, the Christmas tree tradition was firmly established in society, and it continued to flourish throughout the 1820s and 30s. Now, Charlotte's granddaughter, Queen Victoria, had a tree placed in her room every Christmas as a child. In the year following Victoria's marriage to her German cousin, Prince Albert, in 1841, the custom became even more widespread as wealthier middle-class families followed the fashion of putting up a Christmas tree.
Sure.
Here in the U.S., Godey's Ladies' Book published an illustration of the British royal family with their tree in 1850. However, the magazine removed the Queen's tiara and Prince Albert's mustache to remake it into an American scene.
What was wrong with the mustache?
I don't know.
There was an American?
Apparently not. They did some photoshopping, apparently.
Have you seen, met Tom Selleck? Is there anybody more American than Tom Selleck?
I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
The image became the first widely circulated picture of a decorated evergreen Christmas tree in America.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, just a year later, the first Christmas tree market launched. An enterprising logger from the Catskill Mountains loaded dozens of fir and spruce trees from his land and hauled them down to New York City's Washington Market. The harvested trees sold out really fast and kicked off the practice of Christmas tree farms, which proliferated throughout the century. The first American Christmas tree farm was not established until about 50 years later. Until then, most U.S. Christmas trees were entirely harvested from forests. Today, there are close to 15,000 farms growing Christmas trees in the U.S. Approximately 25 to 30 million real Christmas trees are sold in the U.S. every year, and the top Christmas tree producing states are Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Washington.
And we learned last week that North Carolina has furnished more trees to
the White House. Yes, than any other state. Yeah, good memory.
Thank you.
Now, do you do artificial or do you do real trees?
Artificial.
Yeah, me too. The first artificial tree was offered by Sears, Roebuck & Company around 1883. They sold 33 limbs for 50 cents and 55 limbs for a dollar.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
The popularity of artificial trees has been growing steadily since the mid-90s. A 2023 survey found that 77% of Americans displaying a Christmas tree say they'll opt for an artificial one.
There you go. I think artificial trees have come a long way as well.
Yes, where they look more real.
As far as looking real.
Yeah, agreed.
Because if you look like at a 1970s artificial tree.
Yeah. Well, they're like aluminum, right?
Yeah, some of them. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Queen Charlotte and the Christmas Tree, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
The song would never exist were it not for Queen Charlotte.
That's right.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world for 25 years. Brenda Lee there, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Queen Charlotte,
yes,
who is responsible for introducing the Christmas tree to Britain and the colonies.
There you go. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. Christmas trees weren't common outside of Germany until the 19th century.
There are around 15,000 Christmas tree farms in the U.S. today.
And 77% of Americans display artificial Christmas trees.
They're just easier. Now, I will say, less messy. Yeah, I have a pre-lit Christmas tree. Where all the pre-lit lights, none of them work.
Yeah.
They started not working soon after I got it.
Mm.
And each year, progressively fewer lit up.
Yeah.
Until none of them lit up.
Mm.
And now it's just a tree with lights on that don't work. That then I have to string lights on over the top of the non-working lights.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's come to. Folks want to learn more about Queen Charlotte or Christmas trees, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, sure, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And you can always watch what happens here in studio during the Wiki Corner on Facebook. Every day at 4:10, we go Facebook Live. And we catch the archives. You can go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. The whole archives are up there. Simply click like or subscribe so you're always notified whenever we post a new Wiki Corner video. It's brought to you by Nibble Egg Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. And you'll continue our theme week on Five People Who Shaped Christmas.
Yes.
Tomorrow at 4:10. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather next. Belinda Carlisle's coming up. Some Jimmy Buffett, too, on Legends 102.7.